December 1st will be the new start date. Barry Snell is an attorney representing the city. He says delaying the ordinance allows for more time to adjust it instead of a judge blocking it entirely from taking effect.
And that could put off a sick leave ordinance for a long time to come. And that's a result we wanted to avoid.
The Texas Organizing Project intervened in the agreement, hoping to stop the delay. It gathered signatures to create the ordinance last year. Ryan Cox, an attorney working for TOP, says the decision bypasses the legislative process.
The ability for the city manager or the city attorney to essentially veto or amend any particular ordinance that they want just because some plaintiff has sued them about it is improper.
With the delay, the original lawsuit is now on hold. A similar ordinance in Austin awaits a decision from the Texas Supreme Court. In San Antonio, Joy Palacios reporting.